Love Talk Radio.
Hello, Mr. Jefferson. Hello, everyone. You're listening to the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. Today, the interview is with Mr. Jefferson. Mr. Jefferson, how are you doing this afternoon?
Well, I'm doing okay. Just kind of halfway coming out of state of depression from the latest disappointment.
Can you hear me, Mr. Jefferson? Am I coming in good, sir?
Yes. Yes, you are.
Mr. LaPaca Jefferson. Your niece was murdered by a police officer in Texas. I did an interview with you before, and this is like a follow-up interview. I know you're depressed, and I'm sorry to hear that, but I wanted to give you a chance to tell your side of it.
Okay.
About Ms. Jefferson's death and... I'm sorry you're depressed. Maybe it'll help to talk about it.
Well, I guess so. You know, actually, you know, it's just bringing back the whole scenario again, how my niece got killed, how my brother just gave up on life and died in 28 days, and then Yolanda, the mother, died 60 days after he did. It was just So actually, this is a real bad time, and plus it's just recreating. And then after this verdict, I stayed away from the trial. But after the verdict, you know, they found him guilty of manslaughter. That actually saying that he didn't even try to do it, you know, and that was just evident that he shot her through the window. So... You know, I mean, that's clean and cut. Actually, you give a manslaughter charge to a drunk person that done run over some people that was out of their mind. He was in his right mind when he did what he did. So how could it be manslaughter?
No, it was murder, sir. Mr. Jefferson, it was murder. It was murder. She was definitely murdered.
Yes, she was. But they broke it down and charged him with manslaughter.
So you're depressed because of the verdict, which is understandable. You have every right to be upset. It should have been murder one.
Right, right.
That's how the system is. At least you got some justice. There are some people I've interviewed who the policemen are still working as cops. There was never anything done about them killing Miss Charlene Lyles while she was pregnant in front of her children. They got lawsuit money, but it won't bring her back. He murdered her.
Right, right, right. But I'll say, you know, the system is jacked up and messed up, but we got to get some kind of justice. Actually, we as people, we need to put ourselves in a position of power to be able to change policy, to be able to have a say-so on a lot of stuff that they do. But I say this guy, even if he did get 20 years, just say that, he can come back in 90 to 60 days and come back and be eligible for shock probation. You get what I'm saying? So like I say, a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. But then like these police officers, they'll go to another state and get a job. And like I say, it don't even hurt their record. So they all stick together. But like I say, we as people, we need to come up with an organization that's going to continue to stand on their neck to make them do the right thing. And like I say, the foundation, Atiana Tate Jefferson Foundation, is working with other organizations, and we're going to bring about that.
Yes, sir. You would think we would have some kind of cess over when other races of people are white people murderers. You would believe that there would be more justice for us when white people murder us.
Right. Yeah. But I'll say it's just really just the rich and the poor and the powerful. You know, if you don't fit in the rich or the powerful, then you get messed over, looked over.
Well,
I'll say, you know, a lot of stuff need to change. A whole lot of stuff need to change.
It's not just the rich and powerful. You know, you can lynch a black person in certain areas in the South and nothing be done about it. It will be called the suicide. So,
right.
I mean, you can't really say it's the rich and the poor. They've been saying that since Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and that's not true. That is not true about poor whites. Poor whites harm black people too.
Yes, yes. I agree with that.
So rich and poor whites, and since Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. has been saying it's not true. It's a myth. It's a myth. The poor white and the rich white is a myth.
Yeah.
It's not true. That's
well,
something King taught us, and it's not true.
But let me say
that's
this. About Martin Luther King. You know what I'm saying? If you go anywhere in the United States and you want to find any drugs, all you got to do is find Martin Luther King Street and go on that street and buy you some drugs. So actually, you know, the United States is really a disgrace to Martin Luther King by what they do and by what they tolerate. You know what I'm saying? The sign, you know, Martin Luther King was a great man. I admit to that. But the streets that represent him is a number of criminal activity and drug activity going on.
Criminal out of America. That is true, especially the South.
Right.
That is very much true. Unfortunately, this is where there's a Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, Lane, Street, Avenue. It's crime. It's a heavy crime area. And I said it's deliberate. But
yes,
black people can't always blame white people for all their problems either.
No, we can't. We can't.
We can't keep blaming racism for everything, even though the foot is on our neck, just saying that the poor whites have it hard shouldn't be a problem for black people.
Well, I'll say, you know, it's a lot of hate there. And I'll say, but then it's one thing I know for a fact, you know, to me, myself, is really only one kind of people, race of people, and that's the human race. And, you know, by me being in recovery from drug addiction and alcohol, I've been clean 17 years, going on 18 years. Drugs and alcohol affect people the same. We don't care if you're a Martian or whatever. You get addicted to drugs, alcohol. But like I say, now that's just me. But then again, we have to stop all this us against them. You get what I'm saying? We need to, like I say, I'm coming up with some programs and some things that I'm going to put together to have a voice in a lot of things. Like I say, I've been working on some stuff ever since Tatiana got killed. And like I say, I haven't been able to bring it about, but it's coming out this year, coming up.
Sir, I hate to interrupt you.
Yeah.
Were you at the trial?
No, I wasn't. Actually, the reason I wasn't at the trial, because for one thing, I wasn't sure how I would react when I seen Aaron Dean. I don't know what I might have said or what I might have done. So to keep it safe, I just really stayed all the way out the way.
Were any of your family at the trial?
The Jefferson family, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if my brother's wife was there or not.
So what kind of person was Ms. Jefferson? What was she like?
Oh, she was a loving person, real fun person, a real helping person. She loved education and she loved helping people. And like I say, you know, she loved to read and loved to read to kids. And like I say, she loved kids also. And like I say, my brother, he had taught her to read. She was reading real early. I remember she was calling herself reading. I thought she was playing. I said, "You can't read." And then I took the book because I assumed she was mimicking my brother. Then I gave another book to read, and she could read for real. And like I say, my brother, he taught it, you know, that it's important that a kid be able to read. That way they can dream and set goals. If they can't read, they can't set no goals, nor can they dream. So like I say, her life is, you know, it's just really sad when I think about it, you know, because she's an innocent person. I always help people. And that includes my brother, you know what I'm saying? He was always helping people and teaching people. And like I say, he never harmed anybody. And like I say, I was the bad seed. I got in all kind of trouble. And I've been dead 3 times, and I keep coming back. And I don't understand why they are taken away and they wasn't creating any problems in life. They was just contributing to it, to help life.
I understand what you're saying. I know you had said on the interview about 2 years ago that they had died, and that must have caused you a great amount of grief.
Yeah. Yes, it did. It was some major grief to watch my brother just give up. He just... I mean, I remember I said, "Why you quit eating? Well, I mean, what's wrong? He said, "I just forgot how to swallow." That didn't make any sense to me. He just gave up on life.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry there was such suffering and grief. It was love. So, Aaron Dean, the police officer that killed your niece.
Right.
Are you going to be able to take the verdict? I mean, the verdict has been said, but you don't know the number of years that he's going to get. Will you be able to handle it?
To be realistically, I'm already prepared that it's going to be some bull. And I'm totally disappointed that they dropped it down to manslaughter. That one bullet killed 3 people, not just my niece, but the mother and the father. They not looking at it as that. So that was strictly murder. But like I say, I'm in the process of getting into, you know, a few meetings, setting up a few meetings, and at least I can try to get some policy or something change that way that won't happen again.
Okay. So I know this is a question that you probably don't want to answer, and I hope you're not offended, but have you filed a lawsuit?
Oh, yeah, I've been filed a lawsuit just before the deadline. Yes, I did. Just for the foundation, yes, I did.
Okay. I know.
But actually, I didn't want any money. But then I did want to help people. I wanted to go to the foundation to help kids read and to help kids get further education.
That's wonderful that you have such good intentions and goals. That's a wonderful thing. So are you going to church? Are you getting any type of therapy? Are you just coping alone? Or do you have people around?
Well, I kind of like big to myself, and I kind of like – actually, I'm a moor. I really don't say that too many – share that with too many people because of my beliefs. But like I say, I continue to pray, meditate, and then also I plan on the solution to work on it. But and also I take antidepressant because I'm diagnosed as major depression. So, I'm coping with the best as I can.
You're really going through it. I understand. So since you're kind of a loner, you don't have a support system?
Well, no. I mean, you know, I have a business associate, you know, and I'm real close to my sister. Me and her talk, but other than that, no, we don't really talk like, you know, as far as that, because I'm not a really no emotional person, but like I say, I just kind of be to myself most of the time.
Mm-hmm. So, the manslaughter verdict, I saw it on TV. Actually, I saw it on CNN.
Mm-hmm.
I called because I watched some of the trial. I couldn't watch the whole thing. I saw a testimony of one of the officers, the female officer. She said all she could think about was the kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Your, leave it was your nephew.
Yeah.
She said, you know, she said a lot of things, but she's real concerned about him.
Yeah, well, I'll say he scarred for life on that part, you know, but I'll say, I mean, I didn't see a purpose of him even getting on the stand. Come on. He already traumatized. That's going to even continue to traumatize him even more. You know what I'm saying? So, I'll say, you know.
You know what? That might have did some good to talk.
Yeah, I mean, not in that setting, though. But not in that setting. He should have been with a professional psychiatrist to be able to guide him through it and to be able to cope with it. But the way they did it, I don't believe that anything close to healthy.
Did he, did you talk to him?
No. That's their side. That's the car side of the family. And they got a problem with the Jefferson side.
Oh, okay. Why?
Yeah. I have no earthly idea. No earthly idea.
But your family, your brother and his wife are the ones who raised her, right?
Yes. They was in her life, yeah. She was back and forth. I'll say he supported her. He supported her all through her life. He even had got an insurance on her when she was a baby. She got checks from him every month. She came over and visit, you know, very often. And, you know, sometimes she stayed with him. Sometimes she stayed over the other side. But like I say, it was always a
back and forth.
Right. But he was in her life all through her life. Yeah.
With visitation, okay. So, what was she in college for?
She was going to be a doctor.
Yeah. I think it's tragic. When the gentleman saw the door open and the light on, and he called for a wellness check. He's got to carry that guilt for the rest of his life.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that, too. I agree with that. I'll say the way I kind of heard it, they was kind of like cooking some hamburgers and it was smoky. That's why they had the doors open, because it was smoky and to let the smoke out the house. But I don't know for sure exactly. All I know, he didn't come to the front door like he's supposed to. He just went to the back.
Window.
Right.
I get it. The police officer, it was a whole different ballgame, a whole different story.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that.
That comes from the murder. She was in charge of murder one. Yeah, it was going to be the outcome.
Okay. The liar say, you know, I'm hoping they that after I finish the negotiation, I believe this we were able to put something in the process to change. You know, whatever won't ever happen again, because they're not really focusing on that. You know, I believe they're just trying to get over this, which is not going to really go away. They're not really to the limit. You know, 3 years, you know what I'm saying? And then actually the guy, he's eligible to use that as good time. So even if he got some time, fencing, if he got 10 years, he'd be up for parole anyway, because he already got three years to the good. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. I get what you're saying, and it doesn't seem like it to you, but has he been in jail 3 years?
No, he haven't been in jail at all. He just went to jail, so he probably got maybe 2 days on his belt. Yeah, 2 or 3 days. Yeah. But they can use that as being when he out on bond, they can use that as time.
I still have a record.
I can't hear you.
I said that people have a record. In some instances, better than none at all.
You sound like a going in and going out. I'm not able to understand.
I'm sorry about the signal. Can you hear me now?
No, you're going in and out. It's just like static. Hello?
Okay. Is it better, the sound? Is it better, the sound?
Yeah, it's better now.
All right. What I was saying is, I still say some justice is better than none at all. At least he will have a record. And hopefully not be able to work as a police officer.
Well, something is going on. It's not, I mean, it's a start. But like I say, it's far from justice. It's far from justice. But then, you know, my goal is to get justice. So we'll just have to start from there and go forward.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry you're depressed. Your lawsuit gives you further justice, and I'm sorry that the outcome wasn't one that you hoped for. But you did get some justice. Are the feds stepping in? Or was this federal? Was this the feds already? This trial, was it used by the feds?
I'm not sure exactly what you're saying.
What I'm saying is, did the state step in? The Department of Justice.
I can't answer that because I'm not absolutely sure. So, you know, I don't speak on something that I don't know anything about. I don't guess. Or soon, so I'm not exactly sure about that question, ma'am.
You know, you can get the Department of Justice to step in.
Well, I say this year is just a start. So, like I say, we're gonna continue to fight for justice, and like I say, the only thing I can do is stay prayed up, and hopefully, I find the correct people to help me or to guide me in the right direction to get to the right office or the right people to bring about justice.
Which attorneys did your family try to hire? I know your brother is dead. I know the other family does not have a lot to do with your side of the family. I get that. And I get that you have not been allowed to play a huge part in things because of the other side of her family.
Yeah. Well, I'll say, you know, right now, I'm not at liberty to expose that right now, but I'll say in the near future we'll be exposed, but right now I can't answer that.
Oh, because of legal issues?
Something like that.
Okay, well, if you can't talk about it, you cannot talk about it. I understand.
Right. Any other questions?
No, there are no more questions. Thank you for coming on the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. I'm sorry for your loss. I look forward to having you back, Mr. Jefferson.
Okay, I appreciate you. And I'll say give me a call anytime, maybe.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. All right, everyone, you've been listening to the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. Interviews with Mr. Jefferson. Mr. Jefferson is discussing Ms. Jefferson, his niece, about back in 2000, not that long ago, I don't know exactly what year it was, but she was gunned down in her own house in Texas by a police officer by the name of Aaron Dean. It was in the news. It was tragic. The neighbor had did a wellness call check to the police station. The officer, instead of coming to the front door, he went to the window, and he shot. I believe she had a gun, if I'm not mistaken, and he killed her. It was tragic. Like I was saying to Mr. Jefferson, the gentleman who called the police has to live with that for the rest of his life, so he must feel an awful lot of guilt. An awful lot of guilt for making that wellness call. So the officer did get convicted of manslaughter, but as you could tell, the fear of Mr. Jefferson was that he get time served. A very little time, because it's already been 3 years and he's only been in jail for a day or two. So that's the legal system. So, as he was saying, his brother has passed away. His brother has passed away, and her mother has passed away. Apparently, he, like he said, he gave up. After her death, he just stopped eating and died. That's how upset he must have been. All right. I thank you for listening to the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. I look forward to doing another interview. And for those of you who have been following this show for years, thank you for following the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. I really appreciate you. Thank you again.